Attention, BNI Heartland podcast listener. Thanks to your support, our podcast is growing. We've moved the podcast to allow for more growth and more features. If you're hearing this, your subscription or link is from our old feed. Follow us into the future. Search your provider for the BNI Heartland podcast or go to podcast.bniheartland.com to link to our new location. And as always, you can email us at podcast.bniheartland.com. Now, on with the podcast. This is the BNI Heartland Podcast, featuring tips and ideas to grow your business through referrals and networking, and supporting and educating BNI members in Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, Western Iowa, and around the world.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have Executive Director, International Presenter, and Trainer, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you today?
I am phenomenal, Brandon.
So I can talk about this because we verified you like the new equipment, don't you?
I do like the new equipment.
The mic stands. And headphones.
Yes.
And we're officially wearing headphones for
this.
We
look like a recording studio.
We do. Well, it is Subaville Studios.
It's like real now.
It is real.
Wasn't it before?
Some podcasts later. Well, that is up to our listeners.
It's upgraded.
It is upgraded. Thank you.
Hashtag upgrade.
Thanks to my wife and Christmas, because all my Christmas gifts pretty much revolved around podcasting this year, and I'm pretty stoked about it.
Nice.
I guess that has nothing to do with our topic today.
But yet it kind of does.
I love how you helped me tie it in.
It kind of does.
Another way. Okay.
Because our topic today is being a participant and not a spectator. And in some ways, you've updated and upgraded your game, and you are participating by doing so.
I'm not just some weirdo with a podcast. Which, by the way, I want to give you kudos on rocking a few podcasts by yourself at some events lately. You do a great job with that.
I did a couple while I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, yep, for a meeting, and thank you for the kind words.
Yeah.
We've kind of started this adventure together, and you really took it and managed it and brought us here. And so, yeah, I had an opportunity, and we've been talking about that for a while. And
yeah.
It made it pretty easy to be able to sit down. Not quite as cool as this.
Well, this is a studio.
That is true.
You were, and I think I'm going to give behind the scenes on it. You guys were at the hotel.
We were at a hotel we were staying at, yeah, in Charlotte.
So if you're really nitpicky and you care about the sirens in the back, that's just real life, man.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
It bothered me probably more than anybody else.
Ray, too. And let's give credit to Ray. He's done a great job editing these.
Yes.
As we've gone, 150-some.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. One a week for the last few years.
Yeah, this is year three, I think, of one a week.
That's awesome. That was a challenge from you, because I wanted to be a participant,
yeah,
not a spectator.
Here we are. So why don't you tell everybody
into it. So International Networking Week was not too long ago, and Vince was invited to Southern California for their kickoff, and it was at the Staples Center.
It was at the Staples Center. It was one week after Kobe Bryant had passed in the helicopter crash. And so to say it was crazy there,
I bet
it was absolutely crazy. But yet some of you probably have read my Facebook post and whatnot. It was surreal also, because you're literally surrounded by thousands of people mourning the loss of, you know, their local hometown, not hometown, but he played there, right, for all 20 years. They were mourning the loss of him in the streets.
Wow.
And you would walk by literally thousands of people, and not a word was uttered. Not one.
And you got to speak on kind of talking about being a spectator versus being involved, right?
Right. So their kickoff event for International Networking Week was a networking event for the local area chapters, and there were multiple executive directors around and involved. And then after the event, we attended the LA Kings and the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. Or maybe they're just the Anaheim Ducks now. I think they're just the Anaheim Ducks now, but whatever. So, yeah, so it was at the Staples Center. So, first and foremost, the security just to get near the stadium because of all the other people that didn't have tickets. But then the security to get in, then you're in the event, then you have Kobe's jerseys hanging
sure.
from the rafters because they had just played the first Lakers game the night before.
That's right. That was the night before.
Truly a surreal experience. But it was neat because the topic that I was talking about was being a participant and not a spectator. And I related it to not just sports, but many of us can relate to youth sports. I have two kids that play youth sports. Many of our listeners, I'm sure, have kids, or they have friends that have kids, they have grandkids, whatever. Youth sports is huge. And it's very easy as a parent, as an adult, as a spectator to get engaged, but not you're not the one there doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at youth sports, just a couple of interesting statistics that you can find out there. There's like 7.3 million kids that participate in youth sports, yet less than 500,000 go on to play at any higher level.
And so and not huge on numbers, but percentage wise, isn't that like 1 or 2?
Yeah. At the end of the day, I mean, you're talking about 6% that go on and play like college.
Mm, got it.
And then from there, it's only 2% at most in most other sports that go on and play at a professional level. So here we were literally, if you see any of my pictures, in the shadow of the memory of Kobe, who certainly participated in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we were going to watch a professional hockey game as spectators. And so the purpose, the message was about participating. And, you know, I related it to Ivan Meisner. He had a choice to make when he ultimately invented BNI. When he decided, sitting at his kitchen table, I need to make a choice to do something different or continue what he was doing, which was a business coach and consultant when he lost his largest client. And that's how BNI started. He made a choice. I had a choice. I had a choice when I was invited to BNI nearly 22 years ago to say I wanted to go or I didn't want to go. And many of you have heard my story. I said no forever.
Friday morning,
7 a.m. I said no. I was not interested. At that point, though, I didn't even know it was Friday
morning.
That's
right. Brandon. That's right.
She just kept calling me and saying, you got to come check this out. You got to come check this out. And I was stubborn. I was young, arguably dumb. No comment.
I'm not. Nope. Not touching it.
Okay, so I finally give in, and I had a choice to make to give in and go. That day, I had a choice to make to fill out an application and make a commitment. And once I made that commitment, which I think we all know by now I did,
mm-hmm.
then I had a choice, just like every single member who's already gone through those choices, to actually participate. And participation means you got to go above and beyond. These professional athletes that we're relating this to, they have practice day in and day out. I mean, look at professional golfers. They hit hundreds, if not thousands of balls every single day. They get off of a round in a tournament, and what do? They go hit balls at a driving range. These guys shoot around. They skate all day. They shoot on the ice. You know, I mean, they're literally practicing. And my question is, are we practicing and actively participating when we're part of BNI? And I think in many cases, the answer is yes. But I think in many cases, we can do more. And if you think about your chapter, is there somewhere between 2% and 6% that are really knocking it out of the park? Could you move yourself into that same conversation by being a little bit more of an active, engaged participant and not just a spectator and watching the world happen? Ivan could have sat back and watched the world go by. I could have sat back and watched the travel business go by. He chose to make that commitment and get actively engaged. So for our listeners, when you think about active engagement, you know, Brandon talks a lot about task versus purpose. I know he talks about Ty Bennett, but look at the 5 things that are factors in the Power of One report and ask yourself, how active and how much of a participant you are. You know, attendance is easy. People will look at attendance and just think, well, yeah, showing up. Well, it's not just showing up. It's actively listening and thinking about the people that you know. Brandon, you talked about inviting and changing the mindset that you've had for years about inviting. And instead of inviting to join a chapter, mm-hmm. you've now changed your mantra, if you will, to invite people to meet the individuals that are there. So sometimes you've got to look deeper than just why you should do something. Why are you listening to this podcast? It's easy to do. It's on your way home. It's this, it's that. Well, hopefully you're listening to it to live out the core value of lifelong learning and get something out of it. So my message today is to really dig deeper into your membership and think about what it is that you can do to be more of an active participant and not fall into arguably the trap of being a spectator. It's easy to be a spectator. When I was in Los Angeles, I told the story, in the 90s, it was easy to be a huge fan of Nebraska football. Right? Absolutely easy. It's not as easy today. And the difference is, you know, at that time, what did you hear people say? We won. We're the champions. We're number one. And what did they say over the years? And okay, not recent years, because people are optimistic right now. But what did they say with some of our most recent past coaches? He's bad. They're bad. The players are bad. This and that, that are all about them. There's the people saying those things are spectators. They're putting the blame on, we're talking about Nebraska football. We're putting the blame on kids. Yeah, okay, the coaches aren't kids. But we're ultimately saying they're bad, yet not too many years ago, we were saying we're awesome.
I like that because I've never really thought of it. Let's get rid of the word. We won versus they're bad. The we, that's a team, versus they.
Because, us versus them.
Right, since we're not winning, it's their fault because who else can you blame?
Right.
And I don't know. Well, no, the fans have a ton to do with it because you show up and you support them.
When I told the story in Los Angeles, here we were in L.A., the Lakers are playing their first game after Kobe's death on that Friday night. I had flown in, you know, literally staying around the stadium. We got to see the end of the game. We watched the end of the game at the hotel. We then got to people watch, and let me tell you, there were some sights. But you heard people say at the end of the game, those bums, LeBron lost the game. LeBron missed a three-pointer late in the game to bring them, I think, back within one or two. They lost, I think, by seven, if I remember correctly. But he missed a three-pointer late in the game, and they solely put the loss on him, that it was his fault. Yet if he'd have hit it and they'd have come back and won, they would have been all about, we won.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a perfect thought process, if you will, when you're looking at your chapter. Are you collectively winning? Or are you relying on somebody else and spectating and watching it happen? I am asking you, we are asking you, take that extra step. Understand the purpose behind passing referrals, doing one-to-ones, chapter education units. Hopefully you get it. You're listening to this.
Right.
You know, bringing visitors and showing up. And ultimately, dig deeper than just the, this is why I do it because it's the task. Dig deeper and find the purpose behind it. And I know Brandon has worked on a blog that he's going to put out there for that. So we should have a blog up soon on our...
It was written and it's actually going to be little pieces.
Okay.
A chapter asked for the education on that. And as I went through all the Power of One pieces, it's just going to be little snippets that are going to come out where each piece on that, there's the task and then there's the purpose behind it. And I hope that that shows people, you know, how you can make the changes. My big thing is, what can you do to be more effective? Well, do the purpose, not the task of it.
Yeah, I got to pick on you, Brandon.
You're going to say hope's not a plan.
Hope's not
you?
A plan.
Yeah, I know.
You wrote a
I
blog
know.
About hope not being a plan.
Oh, I use that with my family all the time.
Wow. Anyway, again, being a participant and not just watching and being a spectator in your chapter for your chapter is really important because it's really easy to put the blame on somebody else when you can pick up and do something about it.
So people join BNI, and I know this is a deflator, but people join BNI to ultimately grow their business and make more money, right?
Sure.
Okay. Gary Vee has a great quote, and the picture helps understand this a little bit better. But he points out that everybody that's sitting in the seats paid a lot of money to be there, and everybody that's playing the game is getting paid a lot of money to play the game. And I think with BNI, right, you can pay and be a spectator and just watch everything go by, or you can participate and reap the benefits of it. And, you know, even in sports, there's an investment you make with your kids' sports. There's
Absolutely.
An investment you make in sports in general. But that investment, if they become that 1-2% that make it, I mean, that's a pretty big payoff.
Absolutely.
And in BNI, you have the structure and you have the opportunity to be that 1 or 2%, and a whole chapter could be in the 1 or 2%, depending on if they're working together to create that team.
Well, we're coming up on 10,000 chapters worldwide. 10,000 chapters worldwide. Just let that sink in. 300,000 members are on the horizon. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if Ivan hadn't participated when he started this organization, we wouldn't be talking about that today. We wouldn't have the structure that we have today. We wouldn't be any more of a participant than we were without BNI. And so we'd be spectating, watching the other people, other things happen around us. So get out there, get active, and ultimately participate.
I'll leave it at that.
All right.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please like, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover in the future, email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Thanks for kind of bringing that presentation here so more people are going to get to enjoy it, not just those out in Southern California events. And for everybody else, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.